love Unofficial Mills.
This is a download from unofficialmills.co.uk.
At the moment, it lives just on Radio 1, but eventually it's going to be a book and then maybe even a Hollywood movie. It's 24 years at the tap end.
Can I give a little shout-out to Jordan? It's a girl called Jordan who keeps spamming Twitter with something called a twittition.
Right.
Which is like a petition on Twitter to get the book published. But I really respect the effort.
Oh, that's good. How many people have signed up to the twittition?
I don't think there's like... I think there's about 50, but that's good.
That's a start.
For a twittition. And someone showed me a Facebook group that's been set up as well, which I'm equally as impressed by.
I love it.
But thank you. It's very kind.
So where are we today in the autobiography?
I thought we'd go to my uni days and go to the 20th year at the tap end, if you're keen.
I am keen.
Bacalar?
Ruddo.
And I'm ready. It was just over a semester into my second year, and everything at uni, except the degree, was going well.
I hate that.
I know you pick up on that.
Ugh.
Semester.
Hate that.
Because I said earlier, I'm sure it's term, and Chris said...
No, semester. We called them semesters at uni.
I know, but
term
it's
term is school, apparently.
Term is school.
Hello, we're not in America, everybody.
What would you like me to call it?
What do you mean? This is his sophomore year.
Oh, I hate that as well. Stop it.
I don't even know which one that is.
I don't even know either, but...
There's sophomore. What's the other one?
It annoys.
Freshman.
Stop it.
Is this your sophomore?
Must be.
There's nothing that annoys me more. And in the book, I hope you're not going to be spelling colour without a U. And centre, E-R.
Oh, you might have to for your American audience.
True. What do we do in America for the film?
Every time you mention coriander, you just have to say cilantro.
Okay.
I'm sure
that's not going to be too many changes, though, do you? Mm. Can't remember many mentions.
I'd gathered a great set of mates, and although it was a bit of a shoddy place, the palace, as we called it, wasn't such a bad place to live.
Is this the one I visited?
Yeah.
The one with the... it used to be an old people's home.
The converted old people's home, yeah.
Brilliant, though, because there's, like, stair lift action everywhere you went.
Yeah, and bars to hold on to after a night out.
Exactly. It became very useful, I found.
Generally, everyone in our house got on well, and it was nice to share important yearly events with a nice group of people. It was Pancake Day, and we were all keen to celebrate it in style. Me and my housemate Oggie had been chatting about it for a while, and we wanted to celebrate with some ultimate tossing before a big night out. We cooked up a couple of pancakes and stood outside on two sides of the house, one in the front garden and one in the back garden, and attempted to lob pancakes over the house. Ultimate tossing, that's what we called it.
But why?
Because we're tossing pancakes, but we're doing them over houses.
Could you actually get it over the house?
No, not once.
No, I was going to say, it must be quite difficult. It's not like a ball.
No, it's really annoying. They just sort of get snared on the roof or on windows.
Oh, gross.
You had a lot of free time, didn't you, Chris?
Yeah, it was good times.
Yeah.
It was great fun, but sparked an argument between me and one of my housemates, whose window got covered in pancake. She wasn't happy. Anyway, there was no time for arguments. Tonight we were celebrating Pancake Day by going out to a Rubik's night at a club I DJ'd at called Jester's. You know Jester's, Scott?
Oh, yeah.
I still want to take Becky there. She's never been.
Do you know what? We should organise a group night out in Southampton for that.
You'd love it. Becky, you'd love it.
Why are you laughing like that?
Because you'd hate it. It's a proper student place. But they're proud of it.
Yeah.
Around this time, I had two main jobs. I DJ'd the Friday nights at the Cube, which was the student union club, and I DJ'd the athletic union nights in Jester's. So whenever I went out, it was generally to these two main places. Tuesday meant Jester's, and I'd prepared an outfit especially for this Rubik's night.
What is that?
Yeah, I still don't get that.
On a Rubik's night... I might as well just carry on reading.
Yeah, because you're about to explain it, obviously.
On a Rubik's night, you go out wearing six different colours, and the aim is to end the night in just one colour. To do this, you have to swap clothes with people. It's a right laugh. So, do you understand?
Yeah. So do you, when you go out, do you know which colour you're going to go for, or do you just work it out with the first person that you swap with?
No, I think you do, you just go out and you find a first person, and some things are hard to get rid of, like the trousers and that, aren't they? So if whatever colour you get in them, just go for that. That's what I recommend anyway.
Mind you, after a few drinks in Jester's, I didn't find it hard to remove my trousers at all.
Brilliant.
I think they're going to take that and put it on the... Is it still going, this place? They're going to put it on the posters.
Yeah, they'll love that.
Put that on a poster.
Me and my housemates headed off for Jester's, each of us wearing something white, red, blue, orange, green and yellow. We stopped off on a couple of places en route, and as always, we stopped in a place called The Hobbit for a sneaky Gandalf.
Yep.
When we got to Jester's, it was Ramo.
What's a Gandalf?
It's a drink, because it's called The Hobbit.
Right.
You can go in, they've got different cocktails, Frodo, Baggins.
Oh, okay, right. I thought it might be Cockney rhyming slang for something.
No.
No.
Baggins.
Yeah, is that a Hobbit character?
Bilbo Baggins.
Baggins and...
is it?
Gandalf. Are there any more? Who else is in that film?
I've never seen Lord of the Rings. I've never read The Hobbit.
Well,
it's
it?
Really bad.
It is a book, Chris, yes.
Well, who's in that? Who stars in that then?
Don't know.
That's not Potter. That's
What, in Lord of the Rings?
Yeah.
Elijah Wood?
Oh, yeah.
Is he?
Yeah.
But what's his character? Frodo?
No idea.
Anyway.
Baggins?
Nothing interests me less.
Same. When we got to Jester's, it was Ramo, with nearly everyone donning the Rubik's uniform. It was a quality night. It was a quality night, and we spent our time working our way round the room, attempting to swap clothes with people. Things like socks were easy to swap. I even managed to swap my t-shirt with a larger girl. It was a clever move, as it meant I wouldn't have to wear something tight. See my thinking there?
Yeah, I do.
My aim was to collect a load of orange clothes, and it was all going well except for the trousers. It was difficult to find a girl that was wearing trousers, let alone some that looked to be my size and orange. I was having to sacrifice my jeans, so I wanted to make sure I got something of equal value in return.
Hang on a sec, do you get your clothes back ever?
No. Oh. This is what I'm saying, so you've got to go out and buy cheap clothes for this event.
This is a bit like when I lent Dappy my shirt at Edinburgh, on Fun and Filth Cabaret at the Edinburgh Festival. It was one of my best shirts, and he still got it, and in return, I got his sweaty, minging...
I've got a photo of you wearing that.
Yeah.
And his chain and hat.
If you're listening, Dappy, give it back immediately.
Thankfully, it wasn't too long till I found a girl that I'd never seen before who was willing to swap.
And although, in orange trousers?
And although she was wearing an orange skirt...
You just stop interrupting.
Sorry.
I reluctantly agreed to the swap. Removed my phone and wallet and handed my jeans over. So I just dropped trowel.
Yeah.
And took the skirt.
Mm-hmm.
Wasn't ideal, but no, you've still got to work with what you've got.
Yeah.
It was a fun night, but I didn't quite complete the challenge by the time the night had ended. I couldn't get hold of any orange shoes.
Yeah.
Always a problem.
They're not big in Southampton, orange shoes.
Is it just in Southampton that that's an issue, or...?
I think generally they should be banned worldwide, but in Southampton, no, they
couldn't find anyone.
No.
All the same, I left the club with my mate Kieran. I'd lost my housemates hours ago, and we headed down the road for a curry. Kieran was a bit worse for wear as it was, and after a tasty curry, I left him and headed back to my house. I got to the palace and reached for my keys. Nothing. That horrible sinking feeling happened. My attempts to knock on the door resulted in nothing, and no one was picking up their phone. I tried this for about half an hour.
Oh, rubbish.
It was about 4 a.m, so I thought I'd give up and go and sit at the bus stop down the road for a bit. It wasn't ideal, but my beer jacket kept me warm. This time of night is brilliant. There's loads of mainly blokes about, dressed as all sorts, doing the walk of shame down Portswood High Street. I sat at the bus stop wearing a large orange baggy shirt and matching skirt, as other student blokes walked past, many stopping to chat or give a nod of approval. It's like they knew what was going on.
Mm.
A nod and a wink.
It's like, oh, okay.
Yeah.
And there's loads of blokes out that time doing the same thing. Maybe they've met a girl and they're just on their way back home.
Yeah.
Already?
Yeah.
Does that happen?
Yeah, walk of shame. I mean, it's not always in the morning. There's a lot going on at sort of 4 or 5 in the morning.
Is there?
Yeah, loads of people around there.
Is there? Huh. At least stay the whole night, do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah. I stay for breakfast. You've got to get food out of it.
Always. I don't leave until they are.
Yeah, until you've had a full English.
Yeah.
Classy.
I'm all for that.
There was a good sense of camaraderie. An hour or so later, I was joined by a man dressed up as a Smurf, and we sat there for the remaining hour until the cafe across the road was due to open. At 7 a.m, the doors to the cafe opened, and me and the Smurf treated ourselves to a full English. As more and more blokes joined us on their walk of shame, most in some kind of fancy dress, there was a really good atmosphere. Even my mate Kieran called me to tell me he'd been woken up in the wrong house and that he was coming to join me.
What?
What had happened is he thought he'd got back home. I don't know. I honestly don't know how he's managed this, but he's got into someone else's house. He wasn't with anyone. And they obviously realised he was in there, woke him up and moved him on. So he came to join us.
So hang on a second. He woke up in somebody else's house.
Yeah.
And then woke up and thought...
It's just a casual way where you're like, they obviously realised he was in the wrong place and moved him on. It's like, if you wake up, go downstairs to make a cup of tea and there's someone else in your lounge, you don't know who it is.
Can you imagine?
You don't just go, oh, you look like you're in the wrong place. Bye then.
I don't know. I think there's different rules in student towns with what's going on.
Oh, you think it was in another student house?
Oh, maybe. I don't know. All he said to me was that he'd been woken up and he was in the wrong house, so... Can he come and... What am I up to? I was having breakfast, so he was going to come and join us.
I love the casual way that things are happening here.
I've never worked out why it's called the Walk of Shame. All the blokes I was with in the cafe were very proud. We shared stories and ate good food, and one by one we left. I said my goodbyes to the Smurf, the Shepherd and Harry Potter, shook the hands of the cafe owner and made my way back to my house, where the angry pancake housemate was leaving for work. As I removed my skirt and climbed into bed, I lay there. It had been another great night at uni.
What happened to the skirt? Have you still got it?
Nah, I didn't have much use for it, so...
Did you not?
Got rid.
I love it that you were sat there with Harry Potter, a Shepherd and a Smurf.
That's how it all goes down in student towns, you know? It's a beautiful thing.
We'll have more Tap End for you Tuesday on Radio 1. 5.